Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines for Living.
Jim Warren, like thousands of other people, believed in God. In fact, he went to church, well, not every Sunday, but most Sundays. He was a good man. He worked hard to support his family. He was faithful to his wife, Ruth, and occasionally took his boys fishing. Jim didn't really need God. He had too many other good things going for him. Then came the earthquake, which shook Southern California. The next Sunday, Jim Warren was back in church. This time, though, it was different. I was pastoring the church, which the Warrens attended, and on that morning, I spoke on the subject, "Listen to the Earthquake." "You tried to scare people," you might charge. Not really. The earthquake did that. I talked about what I still believe, that in every natural disaster, you can hear the voice of God saying, "Life is not forever. There is an end to life on earth, whether a person dies in bed at age 85 or 90, having lived a long, purposeful life, or whether he or she becomes a victim of an earthquake, which suddenly and without warning brought down the curtain on life as we know it." That Sunday, Jim, along with four other men, decided he wanted to know God personally, and that morning he placed his faith in Jesus Christ. His life was forever changed. C.S. Lewis said that pain is God's megaphone which gets our attention. But for you who live through the turbulence of seeing buildings come tumbling down or face the terror of having the lights go out as the floor under you sways and the walls crack and the ceiling comes down, you know God doesn't need a megaphone. He's got your attention. Towards the end of his ministry, Jesus took the disciples and went to the Mount of Olives. There he prayed. As they sat on the slopes of the garden looking back towards the temple on Mount Zion, the disciples began to ply Jesus with questions. They wanted to know when he was going to return, and what would be the signs of his coming and the end of the age. Actually, there were but two issues. One, when will it be? And two, how will we recognize the time of his coming? In answering those questions, Jesus described his return. And one issue which is clearly identified with the return of Christ is, are you ready for this? Earthquakes. No matter how they may disagree on other issues, Bible scholars the world over are in general agreement that the increase of earthquakes in our world is one certain sign pointing to his return. Now, a closing thought. It wasn't the earthquake that changed Jim Warren's life. It was his faith in God, a relationship with Christ. But for Jim Warren, the earthquake was a turning point that helped him see life in a different perspective. And until he succumbed to cancer years later, he never regretted listening to the message of the earthquake. The prophet Joel wrote, recording the message of God, "I will show wonders in the heavens and on the earth, blood and fire and billows of smoke. The sun will be turned to darkness and the moon to blood before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord." Friend, listen to God's voice. Whether it is through an earthquake, a sickness, the beauty of a sunrise, or the death of a friend, or the miracle of a baby's birth. Sometimes his voice is quiet like a gentle whisper. And occasionally, he raises the volume to get your attention. Earthquakes do just that. God speaks clearly through his word, but he gets our attention through the events of life. Yes, listen to his voice, and you will hear him say, "I love you, trust me."
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. If you would like to hear more encouraging devotionals and stories of changed lives around the world, visit guidelines.org. That's also where you can join the Guidelines team in delivering the life-changing message of Jesus. Go to guidelines.org to see how you can impact the world with the hope of the gospel. Thanks for listening, and join us again next time for Guidelines for Living.